Hello, everyone. Welcome to 30 Minutes for a Better You, a segment devoted to women's topics that will help make every day a good day. You'll hear from magazines such as Redbook, Woman's Day, Good Housekeeping, and the like, with articles ranging from health and well-being and relationships to decorating, travel, and finance, information you need to get the most out of your life. Today, we'll begin Woman's Day for October 2019. We'll hear selections from the Good Day section, tips and products from the Style section, a couple of stories from the Inspire selections, and if we have time, the latest news in health and well-being. Enjoy! First up, Good Day. Feel joy, have fun, and learn more. The best time to learn something new. Whether you need to memorize a presentation, master a skill set for a job, or nail a few new names, your brain is constantly being asked to take in and retain important information. To zero in on when you're at your sharpest, go by your body clock, says Michael J. Breas, PhD, a board-certified sleep specialist and the author of The Power of When. Learning has peaks and valleys, Breas explains. Morning people struggle with picking up new information in the evening, while those who come alive at night shouldn't try to absorb new material at breakfast. The one hard and fast rule? Get enough shut-eye. Daniel Pink, author of When, The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing, says it's virtually impossible to retain information on poor sleep, whether you're an early bird or a night owl. Here's a fun tip for you. Your brain cements learning during the REM cycle, say experts. Deep sleep also boosts creative problem solving and memory. Side lunges. Here's from the Smart Moves. This easy exercise will tone your thighs, rear, and lower back, says Mark Lauren, a certified physical training specialist at Mark Lauren City Demand. Step 1. With feet parallel, lift arms straight out in front of you to about shoulder height. Step 2, as you take a big step to the left, keep your right leg straight and bend your left knee. Push hips back while keeping your chest up. Keep the left knee pointed in the same direction as the feet, which is to the front. Push off your left heel and return to standing feet parallel. Then repeat on the right side, continuing alternating legs for just 30 seconds. Oh, I think we can all do that. Getting dressed. Love your style. WD contributing editor Clinton Kelly picks his favorite wardrobe staples just for you. The trend to try? Red boots. And I can tell y'all right now, I'm going to go online and get these boots. I don't know your stance on pumpkin spice lattes personally. I prefer my nutmeg in an actual pie. But I do think you would look pretty darn adorable drinking one while wearing a pair of red boots. I couldn't agree more. Yep, they're a thing this season, which means an easy way for you to participate in a fun modern trend. If you really want to go crazy, match your bright new footwear to your lipstick. Just be sure to bring the tube to the coffee shop because, well, you know, smudges. Here's some tips. Red boots pair well with your favorite jeans and head-to-toe neutrals so that the color of those boots really pops. And red boots don't pair well with a red hat, a red scarf, red gloves, and a red coat all worn simultaneously, a la the 1980s. So go out and get your red boots. They seem to be very on trend right now. Healthy lunch. Avocado tomato toast. Ooh, and I already love avocado toast, so adding tomatoes is just a bonus. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 10 minutes. Serves one, and it costs about $1 a serving. Here's the recipe. Toss a half a scallion, finely chopped, with 2 teaspoons of lemon juice and a pinch of salt and pepper. Add a half of avocado and just mash it all together. Toast a thin slice of whole grain bread and spread that avocado mixture on top. Half or slice a quarter cup of multicolored cherry or grape tomatoes and arrange on top. You can drizzle with a little bit of olive oil and sprinkle with cracked pepper. The other substitute I like to do is instead of just regular black pepper, put some red pepper flakes on top. So it's pretty simple. Toast, avocados, olive oil, and tomatoes. Question from the Daily Dilemma. How can I stop constantly checking my phone? WD's pro, Tanya Gooden, digital detox expert and founder of Time to Log Off. Set limits on your app use. Use Apple's Screen Time or Google's Digital Well-Being to identify the apps you use most. Monitor your use and set limits. Writing down your goals can also help keep you accountable. Make it less accessible. Build barriers so you think about what you're doing rather than checking in mindlessly. Use airplane mode, log out of apps, change passwords, and place your phone more than an arm's length away. And look for cheerleaders. You're bound to have some friends and family keen on accomplishing the same goal. Ask them to keep an eye on you and encourage your efforts. Do the same for them to multiply your chances of success. Wireless TV headphones, an everyday essential. Before I connected these wireless headphones to our living room TV, my daughter would get up from bed to ask us to turn down the volume because the sound was coming right through the walls. I like to hear all the little details, so the TV would be way up. Now, with my wireless headphones, I can watch shows like Game of Thrones without disturbing my kids' sleep. And my husband and I can work on a laptop while the other person watches TV. It's nice that we can be in the same room while doing our own things. And the ones that they show are the Avanti HT5009 wireless headphones, $100 at Amazon.com. Kickback, WD's picks for the best in new books, movies, and more. Make a craft. This takes about 20 minutes. A rope doormat. Seal end of a rope with glue gun to avoid fraying. Coil the rope, putting a dot of hot glue every inch or two to keep the coil together. Make various sizes of coils by repeating the steps 1 and 2. Experiment with layouts until you find the perfect arrangement and size. Make sure the coils are close together, leaving small gaps. Use a glue gun to attach coils together in your own chosen arrangement. Flip over the mat, brush a layer of white glue on the coils to make it last. Let the glue dry overnight to guarantee that it's no longer tacky, and they're showing it with a pair of rain boots on top. See a movie. Downton Abbey. For fans of The Crown, Victoria, a high drama period piece. The Crawley family returns in a film adaptation. It's now 1927, and the clan must host a nerve-wracking visit from the royal family. This was out in theaters on September 20th, so I'm sure it's still around maybe for a couple more weeks. Watch TV. Kids say the darndest things. For fans of America's Funniest Home Videos or Seriously Funny Kids. Comedian Tiffany Haddish will host the revival of the 90s show, asking real kids for their hilarious points of view that premiered on ABC. And read a book, A Single Thread by Tracy Chevalier, for fans of The Lost Girls of Paris by Pam Jenoff or The Alice Network by Kate Quinn. The author of Girl with a Pearl Earring tells of an unmarried typist embroidering kneelers for the Winchester Cathedral. And keep learning. Love your library. Your local branch has lots of resources to offer beyond the books that are in there. WD is working with the American Library Association to highlight amazing programs and inspire your next visit. Play a musical instrument. You can finally explore your tuneful side with keyboards and percussion and string instruments ready for checkout. The Brooklyn Public Library offers 30 different instruments in partnership with the Brooklyn Conservatory of Music, and there's a recording studio for amateurs. The Chenier branch of the Lafayette Public Library in Louisiana and 4 branches of the St. Louis County Library in Missouri lend instruments to library card holders. At the Twin Book branch of Montgomery County Public Library in Rockville, Maryland, patrons rent instruments and join music chats. Just remember to bring back the instruments on time and undamaged. Moving on to the style section, pretty finds that help you look your very best. A beauty harvest for the fall. Everyone's favorite fall fruit is now cropping up in skincare and hand finds. How about a reviving rinse for your hair? Apple Cider Vinegar and Avalon Organics Smooth Shine Apple Cider Vinegar Finishing Rinse, $12 at Amazon, gently removes product buildup from hair. Oh, I may have to try that for the stuff I put in my hair. How about a rejuvenating night cream? Burt's Bees Renewal Firming Night Cream, $20 at drugstores, smooths your complexion with apple extract, which contains gently exfoliating fruit enzymes. And how about some shine shampoo? Lather up with Garnier Whole Blends Green Apple and Green Tea Refreshing Shampoo, $4.50 at drugstores, which leaves hair shiny thanks to the apple fruit extract. How about a clarifying conditioner made with apple cider vinegar and oat extract? Aveeno Apple Cider Vinegar Blend Conditioner, $9 at drugstores, revitalizes your scalp while making your hair feel silky smooth. And a hydrating body cream, Bath & Body Works Champagne Apple and Honey Body Lotion, $12.50 at Bath & Body Works, or you can go online, is infused with moisturizing shea butter to soften your skin. And how about looking fabulous? Save precious time and money with beauty multitaskers that streamline your hair, skin, and your makeup routines for less. In your bathroom cabinet, how about a day cream, a serum, and a sunscreen all in one? Pond's Rejuvenesce Anti-Wrinkle Daily Moisturizer with SPF 30, $10 at Target, contains your entire AM skincare regimen in one. A hydrator with glycerin, a line-smoothing lactic acid serum, and broad-based spectrum SPF to shield the skin from the sun. So no more 4 and 5 bottles, just the one tube. A night cream and a retinol serum. All the nighttime skincare you need is in this jar. A serum with the gold standard wrinkle and age spot fighting ingredient retinol is combined with a rich moisturizing cream in Olay Regenerist Retinol 24 Night Moisturizer, $29 at drugstores. Makeup remover, a cleanser, and a toner. A micellar water cleanser like Burt's Bees Micellar Cleansing Water, $12 at drugstores, removes face and eye makeup, dissolves impurities, and tones skin in just one step, and there's no need to rinse it off. And how about a leave-in conditioner and hair styler? A single bottle of L'Oreal Paris Everpure 10-in-1 Elixir, which is $10 at drugstores, tackles almost every hair need. Spritz it on damp strands from roots to ends to detangle, soften, repair, smooth, boost texture, and add shine. Well, how could you not ask for anything more in that one bottle? And how about some quick fixes in your shower? Body lotion and hand healer. Slather the innovative Nivea Aloe Vera in-shower body lotion, $8 at drugstores, all over your body and hands in the shower, really in the shower, then rinse it off. The special water-activated formula hydrates your skin with aloe, and there's no stickiness or waiting for it to soak in. How about a face wash and exfoliator? Deep clean skin and slough off old simultaneously with Neutrogena Hydra Boost Exfoliating Cleanser, $8 at drugstores. A lightweight gel that whisks away dirt and debris. It's laced with natural beads and fruit enzymes to smooth and remove flakes. How about a body wash and a shaving cream? Oh, now this would be amazing. Pampering Dove Body Wash Mousse with Rose Oil, $6 at drugstores, lathers into a lush foam that gently cleanses and doubles as a shave cream. Plus, it leaves a subtle, pretty rose scent. Oh, I would try that. And shampoo and conditioner. To suds and soften strands with one rinse, swap in Pantene Pro-V Gold Series Deep Hydrating Co-Wash, $10 at drugstores. It contains a balance of gentle cleansers to purify and conditioners like argan oil to nourish. And what about in that makeup bag? Mascara and liner? Swipe on a few coats of Revlon So Fierce Mascara, $9 at drugstores to lengthen, define, and volumize lashes without leaving clumps, and use it as a subtle liquid eyeliner by wiggling the wand along your lash line to deposit pigment, emphasizing the eyes. That's amazing too. How about a foundation, concealer, and applicator? This magic wand of cream base is all you need for flawless coverage. Apply Maybelline New York Superstay Multi-Use Foundation Sticks, $12 at drugstores, on larger areas of your face, and blend with the built-in sponge to use as a foundation, then layer or wear alone as a concealer. I love these all-in-one things. And how about a lip balm, a brow tamer, and a cuticle treatment? Dab Clear Non-Greasy Aquaphor Lip Repair Stick, $5 at drugstores, on your lips to moisturize with shea butter, around nail beds to soften cuticles, along brows from the inner corners out to smooth those unruly hairs and add shape, and even along your cheekbones for a subtle radiance. Well, now there is multitasking for you. Now we'll be moving on to the inspire section, stories of resilience and grace drawn from your world. If I could turn the page here, we'd get to the story. There we go. And the first story we're going to hear from this section is New Home, New Hope. Pregnant women and new moms struggling with substance abuse disorder face an uphill battle. But a New Hampshire residential treatment facility aimed at them is expanding, and with it, hope for their children. Ariel Robbins Perkins says heroin has been part of her life for as long as she can remember. As a little girl growing up in rural New Hampshire, she was regularly exposed to people struggling with drug and alcohol addiction. One of her brothers eventually died of an overdose. Police cars and ambulances frequented her house, often in the middle of the night. Ariel resisted the pull of drugs until age 19, when a friend convinced her to try heroin. She quickly became addicted. 5 years later, fresh from jail and mom to two kids with another one on the way, Ariel walked into Hope on Haven Hill, desperate for a new start. "I knew it was my last opportunity to get better," says Ariel, now 27. "I had to do it for my kids." Located in Rochester, New Hampshire, Hope on Haven Hill was founded by Carrie Norton, RN, a former labor and delivery nurse, and Colleen Arnold, MD, an obstetrician-gynecologist, in 2015. It's one of only two in the state and only a few in the nation that cater specifically to pregnant and postpartum women in recovery, trying to overcome addiction to opioids like heroin and other substances, allowing them to stay up to 1 year. Most of the women who live at Haven Hill have histories of trauma. Many have been homeless, in jail, or both. But the women bring with them a fierce desire to change their lives. Whatever the stereotypes, the moment a woman gets pregnant, it is also a time when she might be, when she might be more likely to accept help, says Colleen. Our goal is to help them recognize their worthwhile, which really helps them stay sober. Even as America's opioid problem gets more and more media coverage, it persists. From 1997 to 2011, the number of individuals seeking treatment for opioid use increased 900%, and heroin-related deaths outnumbered gun homicides in 2015. Women make up about a third of the people who abuse drugs globally, and some inevitably get pregnant too, putting their babies at risk for birth defects, low birth weight, and other complications. When that happens, they're looked at as the lowest of low, says Carrie. Even other people who are struggling with addiction look at pregnant women as less than. In 2015, Carrie and Colleen, who were working together at a women's health center, began to notice an influx of pregnant women with opioid addictions. One young woman, Abby Lizotte, captured their attention. Abby was 23, homeless, and about to become a mom for the first time. She'd been addicted to heroin for more than 6 years, but told Carrie she wanted to get treatment. Unfortunately, the only center in New Hampshire that took pregnant women at the time was booked. Abby was on a waiting list from January to June, says Carrie, who made near constant calls on her behalf. Abby was finally admitted to a facility when she was 8 months pregnant and only after a hospital stay. "I couldn't believe the amount of resources it took to get this one woman the help she needed," Carrie says. Carrie took to Facebook to vent her frustrations. "I posted, 'Does anyone know somebody rich? Because I cannot believe this is all there is. We need to do better for pregnant women.'" The next day, she got several messages from her friend, Colleen. I told her, you know, I'm not rich, but I own a house, and I've been thinking of doing something like this, recalls Colleen. Colleen's gorgeous Greek Revival house sat on a spacious corner lot with a barn. Too much house, she had often thought, for her four-person family, but it was a perfect space for a small residential treatment center. I feel a real connection to the house, says Colleen, but I also felt like it was meant for something more. She and her family moved to a house across the street. To convert the home into a treatment center, Carrie and Colleen applied for grants and solicited private donations. When Hope on Haven Hill opened on December 8, 2016, Abby, in recovery and the mother of a healthy toddler, attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Ariel, the first of Haven Hill's inaugural 8 residents, burst into tears when she saw her room. I had never had a bedroom to myself before, she says now. HHH has 6 bedrooms, 2 shared and 4 single. Many women who enter Hope on Haven Hill are on a medical-assisted treatment like buprenorphine or methadone. Once there, mothers and their babies have their medical needs taken care of, and the average day includes several types of therapy, including art therapy, group therapy, and yoga. Our residents have been through so much, says Carrie. They come in and they do a lot of work, but we also put a big emphasis on modeling good parenting. On ordinary days, the moms keep the type of steady schedule meant to foster bonds not only between them and their kids, but with one another. Dinner together, family style, every night, splitting cooking and cleanup duties, chores, afternoon chatting, and playing with the kids. They also go big on the fun moments of motherhood, baby showers, maternity photo shoots, Easter egg hunts. Older children under age 5 are welcome to come with their moms. When a resident goes to the hospital or to give birth, the others decorate her bedroom door to welcome her when she returns. And Carrie occasionally goes into the delivery room to provide moral support, as she did for Ariel. My son's father was not involved at the time, so it was Carrie and my case manager in the room with me, Ariel says. It was this support, as well as the regular recovery programming, that made a difference to Lauren Phillips, 34, when she arrived last January after the state's protective services took custody of her then 5-month-old son. A heroin user since her teens, she had been sober through her pregnancy, but relapsed soon after she gave birth. Initially, Lauren resisted the help. I thought, he has 3 meals a day. He always has a bottle. I always have diapers. Why do I need a treatment program? 4 months in, her perspective drastically changed. She regained custody of her son, now a year old, and he lived with her at Haven Hill. The connection I have with him now is amazing. He's mimicking everything I do. He started blowing kisses. He misses me when I leave him at daycare, and he's happy when I come back, she says. Before, I thought I was this great mom for taking care of his basic needs, but I was really not in a good spot to keep him safe. In addition to this sense of security, the women at Haven Hill also gain a community of other women who understand the challenges of sobriety and motherhood. Carrie says that many keep in touch and socialize together even when they're no longer living at the facility. But the risk of relapse after they leave is real. According to some research, women are most vulnerable to returning to substance abuse during the first year after childbirth, and there are other risks too. Some of these women were homeless when they came here, living in a tent or in the woods, or they're coming from jail. They don't have somewhere to go back to, Carrie says. Abby Lazotte, whose pregnancy was the impetus for the creation of Haven Hill, died of an overdose in late 2017. At the time of her death, she was a vocal advocate for expansion of the facility. Her funeral was attended by hundreds of people, including New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu and then-Senator Kelly Ayotte, who'd gotten to know Abby through her steady stumping for addiction services. It was just so devastating. I'm still not over it. None of us are, says Carrie. But Abby would have wanted us to keep fighting. This past summer, Carrie honored Abby's memory by opening Abby's Place, a sober living facility that moms can move into after they graduate from Haven Hill, in a former church rectory a few miles down the road. Its stately rooms with wood floors and built-in fireplaces houses 8 beds and allow moms to stay up to 2 years as they get back on their feet. Eventually, Carrie hopes to convert the attached church into a building that can house a pediatrician, a child care center, and other services. Colleen stepped away from Haven Hill in 2017 to let the recovery experts take over its management. Lauren Phillips, she says, will be included in the first group of women to move in. Ariel is looking forward to being part of the new facility, too. Since leaving Hope on Haven Hill in August 2017, she reconciled with her baby's father, became a stay-at-home mom, and is thinking about going back to school to become a midwife. She occasionally returns to Haven Hill to share her experiences with newer patients. Her family, she says, has a long history with the church that houses Abby's Place. Her son, who spent his first few months in a recovery house, is now 2. In honor of the place that got her through her toughest times, Ariel named him Haven. Special Delivery, a women's motorcycle club, helps out babies in need. Stuck in traffic on a spring day in 2016, Julia Boucher Horowitz had an epiphany as she watched a motorcycle breeze by. The founder and executive director of the soon-to-be-opened nonprofit New York Milk Bank, or NYMB, Julie was looking for an efficient way to transport donated breast milk from the bank's Hastings, New York processing facility, about 20 miles north of New York City, to hospitals in need. Maybe motorcyclists could be the answer. A Google search led her to The Sirens, New York City's oldest, largest, all-female motorcycle club. She pitched the idea to Jen Bakewell, then the club's president, who was immediately on board. "The whole concept of donor milk was new to me," Jen explains. "I didn't even know it was possible." The NYMB, which opened in September 2016, accepts donated breast milk from women in New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and Vermont, which it screens, pasteurizes, and then distributes to hospitals and parents who have prescriptions from their doctors. Recipients include mothers of premature and sick babies, adoptive, foster, and surrogate parents, women with full-term healthy babies who don't produce sufficient milk themselves, and the LGBTQ families. Helping the NYMB distribute milk fits well with the Siren's charitable mission, which aims to support organizations that affect women's health and the LGBTQ community. The group has also raised money for Project Renewal ScanVan, a mobile mammogram service for homeless and uninsured women. When the NYMB needs a siren to do a delivery, an NYMB staffer shares the details via text. An available siren responds to the message, picks up the milk, and takes it where it needs to go. The bank packs the breast milk in boxes filled with dry ice so it will remain at a safe temperature during transport. The sirens love interacting with people who receive their deliveries, and while Jen sometimes gets a raised eyebrow when she first arrives on a motorcycle, she has fun meeting the babies and showing people that bikers aren't all bad to the bone. Maybe one of these babies will be delivering milk we've been delivering milk to will grow up and become a member of our club, Jen says. Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, we're not going to start a new section today as we're coming to the close of the time available. So thanks for spending some of your day with me. I hope you enjoyed listening to the articles from Women's Day today. And now for a bit of quotable hope, wit, and wisdom until next time. From Desmond Tutu, South African cleric and theologian, known for his work as an anti-apartheid and human rights activist. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. This is Tracy Shoster. Thanks for tuning in. Have fun, everyone, and be fabulous today.